hardest parts of this job is finding good people to talk to.
I may. A lot of them wouldn't want to waste any time, don't care about anything like that, I guess.
That's right. They think it's a waste of time because you can't eat it.
That's right.
They're way.
July 26th. This is my daughter's birthday.
Sure enough.
Yeah, she's 7 years old today.
7 years old today.
And I think she's probably feeling pretty high.
Yeah.
We had a birthday party for her on Sunday before I came up here. We went down to Dallas.
Yeah.
I took my, well, my in-laws are down there. I took my wife and my daughters down. I have two. One's 7 now, and the other's 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we got down there Saturday, and then Sunday we had a little party for her, and I opened her presents. And Monday morning I went up to Duran. Looked all day Monday for a person, not any person, but the right person to talk to.
Yeah.
Didn't find him. Then on Tuesday, I went down, well, I checked with the county agent there and talked to him on Monday. He sent me up to see a man up by Caddo, but he wasn't the man for the job. He'd been away in Indiana for 3 years going to college.
Yeah.
He'd been away in West Virginia for 1 year.
Yeah.
And he'd gone to Hartshorne for 3 years before that, so he was pretty spread out. But Tuesday I went down to Liberty Bottom where the county agent sent me. First man I talked to didn't do either. I walked out about a mile in cotton patch to see him. And the second one though was good. I waited, he got in, met him about noon. We talked for a while. Then we talked yesterday afternoon from about 5. We had to go to church yesterday evening. And I was supposed to come back this morning. We had to take his daughter to the dentist.
Yeah.
So I have to be back at 3 o'clock this afternoon to see him.
Well, I don't understand exactly now what you're after and what do you aim to do. What are you getting up?
Well,
explain to me what you...
Okay, I'll show you. I'll ask you a few questions and then I'll tell you what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
How did you heat the house when you were a boy?
When I was a boy,
uh-huh.
With wood.
Oh. Did you burn it in something?
Burned it in territory days, we had lots of those stick and dirt fireplaces.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I had 6 kids born under one of them.
Hmm.
It was stick and dirt chimney up to the square, something like the middle way to the end of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a log house. And then there was a 2-piece of sheet iron rolled together with wire around them, set down, and that was a smokestack.
Oh.
Yes.
This was inside the stick and dirt chimney, huh?
Yeah, it's up right on top, you know. You come up so far and then you build over here and then you set that pipe down there and build up a little bit around it to hold it, don't you see? Lots of times we had to put a wire around it to fasten the gable into the house, keep me born down. This was a log house,
mm-hmm.
And this was in 1950.
Hmm, that way.
Yes.
I bet it was a good tight house, wasn't it?
The log house is a good one, two rooms with a middle room in the middle.
Uh-huh.
It was out of lumber, had 2 log houses built. Well, I guess the middle room was just large enough for a bedstead to sit in.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty common, wasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of them. Now I'll show you something else that you should go see. The first building that was ever built in this area for anybody to shelter in was the old 700 ranch house.